Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a very good morning to you. We've got lots going on in the world of golf. We'll have an update from Ron Cyrak on Michelle Wee and the Women's Championship, PGA Championship, coming in to us live in just a few minutes. But first, I just have to say that this morning, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families and the friends and the first responders who tried to help. Nine people died last evening about 6:30. Their twin-engine skydiving plane crashed shortly after takeoff from the Oahu Parachute Center. They were going for a sunset tandem flight from Dillingham Airfield, and Farrington Highway now by Dillingham Field is open. Our prayers and thoughts are with all of you. Okay, we're going to get back into the show now with Ron Cyrak coming up next, then John Foster. He's at the Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, the home of the USGA, the U.S. Senior Open. Alex Urban, General Manager, Century Tournament of Champions. He'll be checking in all the charities benefiting from the Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua on the Plantation Course. And Matt Adams, he's over at that Travelers Championship. And a lot of questions coming up from that tournament, just like there are over where Ron Cyrak is. And we'll be back with Ron right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Well, here in Hawaii, it's going to be another scorcher. We're going to have hot, hot temperatures, no winds, humidity, some afternoon showers as the ground and everything heats up. You know, those showers come down, flooding sometimes on Pearl City side. Ron Cyrak, Global Golf Post, and of course, Golf Channel contributor, and he is LPGA. If you want to find Ron Cyrak, go to lpga.com, click on the news section, and just go down and all of his stories. His writing is so excellent. And he followed Michelle Wee several rounds, two of them. Of course, she did not make the cut, but through several holes during those two rounds, watching her. And we want to talk with him from the KPMG Women's PGA Championship because today she sent out a message, and I just wanted to read it to you, from Michelle Wee. Even though the past two rounds have been two of the toughest rounds I've ever played, emotionally and physically, my heart is filled with gratitude and love to everyone who reached out and filled my week with positivity. I am so grateful for you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Welcome into the show, into the clubhouse, Ron Cyrak.
Hi, Danielle. How you doing?
Oh, it's quite the morning. And getting that note from Michelle, after hearing her after the first round, talking about she didn't know how much she had left in her, you know, a lot of people were speculating that maybe that meant that she wasn't going to be able to somehow continue her career. And I thought, well, maybe she's just talking about that round, if she can go on for the second round. Tell us what your thoughts were. You followed her.
Yeah, you know, I still don't think we know what this all means, and I don't think she knows what it all means. She said after her round yesterday that, you know, she's got to take some time now to she'd like to wake up tomorrow and have everything be better, but that's not going to happen, and she's going to need some time to assess the situation. We really don't know what doctors have told her, but what impressed me, you know, I walked the first nine holes that she played here on Thursday, and you know, on the second tee box, she went right into the water chest and got out ice and put it on her wrist, and I thought she was setting the stage that we might not, you know, see a withdrawal. And the fact that she played 36 holes, shot 84, 82, I think is something to be commended. She walking with her yesterday, I picked her up and she was making the turn, and on number 10, she hit it 50 yards right over the cart path, way, way right. And she was over there grinding on that. She's probably 15, 16 over par at the time. She was grinding on that shot like the U.S. Open depended on it, like the Women's PGA Championship depended on it. And she never quit trying. She never quit grinding. Danielle, in my mind, I'm seeing a lot of what I saw in Tiger when he was coming back, and that all of a sudden it was like I think Tiger Woods appreciating what he had more. And Michelle, what I saw over these 2 days is a woman who loves golf, who loves competing, and who loves the camaraderie and of her colleagues out here and the lifestyle of hanging with them, and is somebody who has become painfully aware that that could all be taken away from her by forces not within her control. And I think that she played 36 holes of golf here, as I said, shooting 84, 82. She could have quit at any time, and she didn't, because she just liked being out here.
Exactly. The fact that she didn't withdraw makes me feel like maybe she's realizing, okay, let me backtrack. I was shocked when she said that she was going to play, she was inspired to play this major championship, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, because she saw the NBA players playing through the pain and giving it their all despite all of the injuries that they're, I'm thinking, oh, good God, girl.
Well, you know, I talked to Meg Mallon, who was Michelle's Ryder Cup captain in I think 2013, but she said that one of the problems with Michelle is that she has a very high tolerance for pain, and she will play through injury. And I remember that 2007 season when she hurt the other wrist, and she fell jogging and hurt her left wrist.
Yes.
Tried to play through it and played miserably that year, but. I mean, I've seen her withdraw from tournaments a lot. I mean, I've been covering her for 16 years. That's staggering to say for a 29-year-old. But in over 16 years, I've seen her withdraw a lot, and I was expecting that this week. But as I said, I saw somebody who I think was playing the game with a renewed appreciation for how much she loves it. And if it's going to be taken away from her, she wants to enjoy every minute that she has left.
Absolutely. It's exactly what she said. You know, as long as I can be here, I love this place. I love the people that I'm with. I love the players. I love my friends. They're like my family. She didn't put it that way, but that's the sense that I got from her. And I wish she just put those clubs away 6 months, 8 months, whatever it takes, enjoy being engaged, enjoy going through that process, let herself completely heal and don't, but it's, I know, it's really hard for an athlete to not be athletically active. That's probably, it's like torture because they want their body to be back in shape, but there are ways, I'm sure, that her physical people can talk to her, physios can talk to her about how to keep herself feeling tight and in shape without straining those. I mean, her wrist, for her to play with a one wrong move and she's taking herself completely out of the game forever. So I was just I'm amazed.
She had hand surgery in October, and then she's playing in February. You know, that seemed to me like that was a very, very quick comeback from that. But, you know, she tried to play. She went to Thailand and played pretty well. And then the next week teed it up in Singapore, where she was the defending champion, and couldn't do it, you know, and had to withdraw. So, yes, I do agree. It sounded from what she was saying here is that the doctors aren't entirely sure that rest alone will do it. I mean, it could be. You know, we were talking to Aaron Oberholzer about this, and a very, very similar injury ended his career, you know. And he said at one point a doctor said to him, you know, you've only got so many swings left. I don't know whether a doctor said that to Michelle or not. But as I said, I saw a young woman over these last 2 days who was really exhibiting her passion for the game and her love of the game with a renewed appreciation for it, maybe because she is afraid as to that the window is closing for her.
Got it. And I'm sure that whatever happens in the future, golf will be a part of her life, you know, that she'll find a way to be a part of the game somehow. We're talking with Ron Cyrak, and he is special to the LPGA. He's also author of Vision 54, the trilogy Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. That is published in 8 languages. If you're looking for a book, this is Vision 54. This is a really good book for you to take and read, digest. Ron Cyrak has covered 170 major championships, and he's at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. We have the leaders to talk about. We have this most impressive tournament that has developed over the last 5 years. And I've got to tell you, I love the way you described embracing change in your piece on the LPGA.com that you can find Ron at, about embracing change and how the KPMG Women's PGA Championship exceeded everyone's expectations, even the naysayers jumping on board. So let's take a break, and we'll be back with Ron Cyrak right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes, since people see that first, and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Ron Cyrak, PGA Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, Golf Channel contributor, author, special to LPGA and Global Golf Post Plus. He's live from the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. And what an amazing tournament this has turned into. Ron, you were telling me earlier in the week how inspired, how impressed you are with how this has developed. Tell us about it. It's Hazeltine.
Yeah, you know, it was not easy for the commissioner to get this done because the LPGA Championship had existed since 1955. It was the flagship event of the tour. And part of what the LPGA had to do was give up that name, LPGA Championship, for this to become the Women's PGA Championship. But the trade-off, even the players who 5 years ago opposed the move, they all realize now how much better of an event this is. And in the 5 years, they've played it at Westchester Country Club, Sahali, Olympia Fields, Kemper Lakes, and now Hazeltine, you know, all places where there have been men's major championships. And the afternoon broadcasts on both Saturday and Sunday are going to be on network television. That's hugely important for everything about this event is about growing the women's game, and they've really elevated it in stature to where it feels like a major championship. It's played on major championship courses, and now they're getting the exposure that it's going to help really grow the LPGA and women's golf in general.
Yeah, and I like one of the quotes that in your article, at KPMG, we have a strong focus on advancement, developments, and empowerment of women. Our shared vision with the PGA of America, LPGA, and NBC Golf Channel was to elevate and inspire women on and off the course. And I think the LPGA commissioner, Mike Wan, said that they went even further than what he even saw as a vision.
Yeah, when the idea started with the LPGA and the PGA of America talking, but then when they went to KPMG, KPMG came in with this idea of having this women's leadership summit every year before the tournament. So it's the Wednesday before the tournament. This year it was chaired by Dr. Condoleezza Rice, Mia Hamm, the soccer star was part of it. Executives from several major corporations came in, and they talk about way more than golf. You know, they talk about women in the workplace, women in the corporate workplace, and moving into the executive suites and into leadership position. So this is, it's another example of about how golf can be used in ways to do way more than just entertain and be way, about things that are way bigger than just golf.
Yeah, just seeing that Condoleezza Rice, you know, keynote speaker, soccer legend Mia Hamm, top execs from Target, Bloomberg, Bank of America, Susie Whaley, of course, the president of the PGA of America, all there at the Leadership Summit. Everyone on social media coming out said it was one of the most inspiring days for them, and so they were so enriched by the experience. With Susie Whaley, the first woman to be on the board and then to assume the position of president, are there other women in the pipeline to move into the place that Susie Whaley is about to vacate? It's only a 2-year position.
Yeah, not in the immediate pipeline. There are for down the road. It's the journey to that, to the PGA presidency is always a long one. You know, it's like a 20-year journey of being, you know, being a club pro, being active in regional PGA chapters, and then working your way up to national leadership positions. But it is going to be a pipeline that is going to be more and more full as time goes on. And, you know, hopefully we're going to get to a point where it's not going to be unusual, you know.
Exactly.
We won't be talking about, wow, we've got a woman president of it. The USGA has had two women presidents in Diana Murphy and Judy Bell in its history. They do have some more women in the immediate pipeline to be in there. But, you know, when you see things like the Augusta National Women's Amateur this year, these women's golf is more and more being moved to a front burner. And right now, the LPGA is negotiating its TV deal. Its TV contract is up this year. And who they have negotiating for them is the PGA Tour. And
wow.
I think it's an admission on the PGA Tour's part that the LPGA is an undervalued commodity, and that the growth potential there is enormous. And I think it's exciting to think that the PGA Tour may be using some of its muscle and some of its star power to leverage better TV exposure for the LPGA. And that would be, when people ask me, what's the single thing the LPGA needs to have to grow? I always say better TV exposure. Once people see this product, they realize how good it is.
Just on Golf Channel, the NCAA finals, so
yeah.
Exciting. Women's finals were more exciting
yeah.
than the men's finals. You know, and the Augusta Women's Amateur, amazing to watch. It was tough that it was up against the ANA, but it was just amazing to see that. It was fantastic. Now, Stacey Lewis was a big part of, because she is, of course, KPMG.
Yeah.
I don't know why I have such a hard time with those KPMG. She's a mom on the road now, and she's playing. How is she doing in the role of competitor and nurturer combined?
Yeah, you know, she's actually been playing surprisingly well this year, you know, and because it is a big change. I was at the L.A. Open at Wilshire Country Club when, you know, after, I think it was after the first round, she ended up in the, you know, the emergency room at UCLA Medical Center with her newborn because she had some illness thing going on. And so, you know, and she was her husband hadn't arrived yet, so she was by herself. And you know, one of the things, I did a story on this earlier, that in which the LPGA has been a pioneer and a leader, is this is the 25th anniversary of the daycare center. The LPGA has a traveling daycare center that goes from every domestic tournament, from tournament to tournament. It's sponsored by Smucker's, the food company, and it makes it possible for moms to come out and play golf. And in some cases, you know, the mom is a player, and maybe the dad's a caddy, or you know, out here, and it's created, it's become really an example for how for workplace childcare and the ways in which companies can make it a more welcoming atmosphere to make it easier for moms to work after they've given birth.
Well, it's inspiring, and I love another quote from your piece. It's at lpga.com. You can find Ron Czyrak and what he writes under news. Just slide it down, you'll see there's a whole section on his writing alone. I want to leave the tour in a better place, said Stacey Lewis. I've done that slowly, whether it's hanging out with the little kids or doing it on a smaller scale, but this is really doing it on a bigger scale. This KPMG Women's PGA Championship, this is something that's going to change the tour. It's going to change women's golf. And that's awesome that she is so committed. And now still, I mean, when I had my son, the last thing I was going to do is give up my career. You need to have help accomplishing that. Let's take another break, and we'll come back with Ron Czyrak. We'll talk about the leaders, because we've got an interesting leaderboard. Some really strong contenders coming up, with one young lady who almost was Rookie of the Year last year. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837. Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we're talking with Ron Czyrak. He's at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship leaderboard. Amazing. Hannah Green, Aria Jutanugarn, Lydia Ko, Sung-Hyung Park, Inbee Park, Nelly Korda, Angel Yin. Boy, she's a character, isn't she, Ron?
Yeah,
Yes, she is. She's one of those people you want to have a successful career because you want her to be in the interview room a lot. She's just a hoot.
She said something about she's got the, I don't know, she's one of the longest drivers on the LPGA. And she was saying, somebody asked if there was somebody longer, and she said, no way. Something to that effect. It was the way she puts things. She just makes you giggle.
She, at the Ryder Cup of Des Moines last time around, she was paired in the best ball with Lizette Salas, and she was flying the ball, carrying it off the tee, 285 yards. It's
wow.
Just like they were. She actually hit a drive. She hit a drive on, I remember this so vividly, 2 years ago. She hit a drive on number six that just made me laugh. I just started laughing. It was so ridiculously long.
Exactly. Now, a lot of people don't know Hannah Green, who is three strokes ahead of Arya Jutanugarn, has had amazing luck this time around. I mean, these last two rounds.
Well, yeah, she's on Thursday, she holed out a bunker shot for birdie, and on yesterday, she holed out a 60-yard wedge shot after taking a penalty drop out of the rough to save par. So she, and talk about laughing, she just started laughing after she did that. Like, she sort of realizes that she's gotten about every break possible. And the one smart thing that she did between the first round and the second round is she went out and bought some rain pants because she played the first day when it poured here, and she doesn't have rain pants because she says she doesn't like the noise they make when she's walking. So.
Squish, 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 squish. Yes, I get it. Aria and Lydia, how's Lydia? I mean, here we've got 71-70. How's she doing?
You know, I saw a lot of Lydia because she was paired with Michelle. So I walked with her, and she's playing the best I've seen her play in a couple of years right now. She's very, very steady. I didn't think this would be a good golf course for her because it's set up at over 6,800 yards, and she's not a long hitter. And if you look at it, a lot of the other people on that leaderboard are long hitters up there. Sung Hyun Park, Arya Jutanugarn, the Korda sisters, Angel Yin, they're all bombers up there. But we've got a couple of the people who've snuck in. Inbee Park, Lydia Ko, and Hannah Green aren't real long hitters, but they're doing it with very, very, very strong short games.
Well, it's going to be interesting. This is a very tight leaderboard, and we can all watch it on NBC.
You want to know what I'm hoping for tomorrow is that the final two twosomes of the day are going to be Korda, Jutanugarn. Because we've got all four of them are on the leaderboard right now. Arya and Moria Jutanugarn and Nelly and Jessica Korda.
Okay, we're all going to put our heads together and think positive thoughts for sister and sister competing against one another. It's wonderful seeing the way the Jutanugarn sisters and the Korda sisters support one another and elevate them and inspire each other. It's all about KPMG Women's PGA Championship with Ron Cyrak. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got the U.S. Senior Open that is happening next week at a golf course. You know, did you know there's a golf course at Notre Dame? You know about Notre Dame football, but do you know about Notre Dame golf? Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Hey, Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls. Yes, all the winners from last week, all of the prizes, they're on their way. And we want to give away some Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls. They're all about distance. According to the Bridgestone ball fitting data, this ball is proven to go 9 yards longer, 31% straighter than competitors. Okay, now is your chance to win, and all you got to do is call 545-1111. 545-1111. John Foster is General Manager and Director of Golf at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, host of the U.S. Senior Open. It's coming up next week. Well, welcome into the clubhouse, John.
Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate you having me on.
This is the 40th U.S. Senior Open, and we've got a debut with two-time U.S. Open champ Retief Goosen making his U.S. Senior Open debut. We got Fred Funk, David Toms, Hale Irwin, Bernard Langer, Colin Montgomery, Kenny Perry, among those fully exempt. Lots of players. I mean, the worldwide interest in the U.S. Senior Open. What's it like having so much attention being paid to you?
I love it. And it's not me. I love the fact the golf course and the university is getting this exposure, Danielle. And, yeah, the field is as strong as it can be. And, you know, a number of the players have been through the last couple of weeks, and they're like little kids when it comes to going over to campus and seeing the Golden Dome, seeing Touchdown Jesus, the stadium. I mean, we're looking at this as a total player experience more so than just on the golf course player experience, as well as their families and the fan base.
Yeah, and my girlfriend's daughter is going to Notre Dame. It is an experience.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, it's an icon, and to be able to be there. When was this golf course, the Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, created?
It was actually, you know, there was a golf course at Notre Dame that was built in 1929. It was called the Burke Memorial Golf Course, and it was a great little course. It was on campus. As a matter of fact, I mean, we had, you know, at one point Jimmy DeMeritt held the course record, and then it was Walter Hagen's son went to school here. So Walter played here in 1940. He set the record. So there was a lot of history, but the university was growing in the early 90s, and they took 9 of the holes away to build dorms. So our golf teams did not have an 18-hole facility in which on which to play. So Bill Warren, who's a 56th grad of the university, whose father founded Southern Hills in Tulsa, by the way, Bill was good friends with Ben Crenshaw from their days at the Masters. Bill's a member at Augusta, and he enlisted Coren Crenshaw to build this course. And so they started in 97. The course was completed in late 99. There were a few rounds played, but officially we opened in 2000. And it's just such a treat to have a Coren Crenshaw course, which is open to the public and with a daily fee that's $75 or less. I mean, as you know, Danielle, I know they built Kapalua, for instance, a resort course, and $75 won't get it. Well, I don't think that'll get you on that course. No. It may get you a cart. So it's really great to have such a nice golf course here. The students appreciate it, and obviously our golf teams appreciate it. And hopefully this week the professionals, the 50 and over, will appreciate it.
Okay, I know they will. It's Coren Crenshaw. But we've got to set the table a little bit here, because when we talk about Coren Crenshaw at the Plantation course, that's like wide open, right?
Yeah,
it's
just, yeah.
This is a completely different setting. Tell us about the course.
Sure. Yeah, and that's a great point you make there, too, because I remember the first time I watched the Tournament of Champions, the Hyundai, and then when I was out there, too, a couple of times, I went there. It's so un-Coren Crenshaw-like. They take the elements, they take the land, and they obviously make it work. Here, we're obviously more of a Linksy slash Parkland type of golf course. Half the golf course is exposed, and it has more of a links feel to it. The other half of the golf course goes through some woods, so it's got kind of a parkland feel to it. But the commonality among the whole thing is very small greens, very small green complexes, lots of bunkering, very generous fairways. It's not about, you know, driving the ball a long way here. It's a second shot golf course, which, you know, and putting, which Crenshaw wasn't a bad putter, if you remember. I remember the first time I was out on the course with him trying to make putts, and the comment I made to him was, you know, I know you're the best putter in the world. Why did you design a green that only you can make putts on? And I think the challenge to the players this week, Danielle, is, as I say, it's not necessarily driving, although you got to position the ball in the right place on the fairway. It's the second shot in the short game, and we're playing it par 70, 7,000 yards, so it's not short, and we are at sea level here. But I think the winner will be able to putt his ball and chip his ball and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a demand for accuracy. And let's talk a little bit about how the USGA sets up golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
They come in. When do they start coming in and telling you what they need you to do, they need the superintendent to do?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not the same as the U.S. Open, obviously. I mean, that they basically take over your golf course, you know, 6 months prior to the championship. I will say we've had a great experience. Their course setup people, their agronomists, have been working with us for about 3 years, and they basically have told us what they'd like to see, and that's a big difference between what they demand, and we were able to deliver in all those areas when it comes to firmness of the fairways, firmness of the greens. We try to get the golf course healthy in all aspects coming into the championship so they can do what they do, which is kind of stress out greens sometimes and stress out other areas of the golf course. We think we're in great shape. We're healthy, and they've been very cooperative. And one of the other things that's happened over the past 3 years is Mr. Warren was kind enough to provide funding to do some modifications to the golf course that both Coren and Crenshaw have always wanted to do. And it had, I'm not going to go into the details, but enlarging a couple of the greens, adding a few bunkers, reshaping fairways. It was quite extensive, and the USGA was with them and us every step of the way, saying, yes, we'd like to see this. There was only two things they demanded, and they strongly recommended we do, and it was tightening landing areas on two of our fairways. And my concern was, well, what's it going to do to daily play and the way, the distance it's from the tees and the alternate tees that are average player uses, it's not going to make the golf course more difficult. So it's really been pain-free. And I know the history of the USGA as everybody else does, and I thought they did a great job at Pebble because nobody talked about the USGA, and that's
Wasn't
a pretty
that
good indication.
Wonderful?
It was fantastic.
Yes.
And by the way, Ron, your guest prior, did a great job at the Open on the telecast, at Golf Channel and other places. I mean, I thought he did a fabulous job. So anyway, that's what they're faced with here. not a lot of bells and whistles or special effects on this golf course. And you'll see on TV, it's a cool-looking traditional course. And when they build it, I know Bill told Ben, let's make this thing look like it's been around 100 years. And frankly, it does.
That's beautiful. You know, what you described to us, though, is perfect. Because when you said make the golf course healthy so they can stretch it, the golf course has to be as healthy as possible. So that's why I can see why they come in 3 years in advance to say, right?
Exactly. It's true. They want to see what your maintenance practices are. Are you doing the right things? And fortunately, my superintendent is fantastic. He's been with me for 15 years. I'm afraid I'll probably lose him after this once people see the product he can produce. But Matt Seelan is his name. He's done a fabulous job. The USGA loves the guy. Coore Crenshaw loves the guy. And we love him. So I think the players will, too, this week.
Yeah, and then they take it and they stress the course because it's healthy.
Yes, they do.
So then because it's healthy, it can put that stress on it to make it play as difficult as they want it to play and really make it that U.S. Senior Open Challenge.
Yep.
Yeah, no one's described it that well before.
Thank you. Danielle, you hit it right on the head. And the idea is not to make it unfair either. Or, you know, they want to identify the best player over 50 in the world in that given week, and they feel that they have to make the conditions such that only the player that has all of the shots going for him and can pull them off will ultimately win the championship. It's not about what par is, whether they're below par, over par. I think we saw that at Pebble last week. I mean, that score 10 years ago would have been unacceptable to the USGA. They would say, that's not a U.S. Open. I don't think they look at it like that anymore.
And I'm glad.
Me too. Yes. And so are the players.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do have to ask you, John Bodenhammer was quoted in on USGA's the USGA's website about the U.S. Senior Open, about the worldwide interest considered, you know, the U.S. Senior Open is considered senior golf's most prestigious championship. And then he went on to say the USGA is excited to bring the U.S. Senior Open to the Michiana region. And I went, Indiana, and it made me think of Michigan. Tell us about what is the Michiana region?
Yeah, Michiana is basically Michigan, Indiana. We're right on the line of Michigan. So I grew up in Kentuckiana, quite frankly, down at the southern end of the state. But there's it's almost it's like there's no boundary there, Danielle. I mean, we have an area of dominant influence, the ADI, they talk about a million people here, which is about a 45-minute radius. And about half of them are in Michigan, half of them are in Indiana. So we just kind of shorten it, and it's Michiana.
Michiana. Well,
yeah,
that's awesome. I have learned so much. John Foster, General Manager and Director of Golf, Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. It's a Coren Crenshaw beauty. A little Linksy, a little Parkland, and it's $75. Is that for, like, visitors or for the what we call, the local players?
Yeah, actually, we don't discriminate against locals or otherwise. We do discriminate if the students get a fantastic break on this golf course.
They can play.
Yeah, they should be. You know, they're the reason we're here. And I remember the first year that I was here, one of my the staff said something negative towards about a student, and I said, "Listen, those people pay $60,000 a year membership to play this golf course, so I don't want to hear that." And that's basically what the tuition and the room and board is here. So we treat the students with great respect here, as we do our guests as well. But no, that is there's a little bit of a break for faculty, staff, and but primarily it's almost the same price for everybody.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I look forward to maybe I can go and visit Lyric.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Alex Urban is General Manager, Century Tournament of Champions, or Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, over, of course, on Maui. And they had the great good joy of distributing the monies brought in by the Century Tournament of Champions to Maui charities. And we're looking forward to having Alex on the show in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
Outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Ah, congratulations, Laura Mililani. You're going to get these E6s, really good golf balls. E6s coming to you via priority mail just as soon as I get to the post office. And congratulations and thank you for listening to the Golf Club radio show. Really exciting to have you a winner and a listener. Alex Urban is the executive director, Century Tournament of Champions at PGA Tour. I've made him the general manager. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alex.
Hey, how are you, Danielle?
I'm good. I was just talking to a gentleman at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. And he was talking about his Corin Crenshaw course, and I was able to talk about Kapalua because the Plantation course has nothing parkland about it, right?
No, not at all. It's natural, and yeah, I mean, I don't know how you would exactly describe it.
Yeah, it was a pineapple sugarcane plantation.
Sure.
Right, and with all its little ravines and gullies, and now it's a gorgeous golf course. And boy, the changes must be amazing that are happening. This rejuvenation of the course.
Yeah, the term I believe they're using over there is refinement. And what's really cool is that Core and Crenshaw are extremely engaged in it, and they've been out here a bunch of times and. I was out there a month ago, and Bill Kaur was on a green surfacing machine, like shaping the green. It was the fourth green, and it was just awesome to see. Like, he had no desire to sit and talk; he wanted to get out and work. And I think that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, he's an artist, and an artist wants to get his tools going, and you know, and not waste any time just chit chatting. Let's get right to it. I want to make. So this week. More than a dozen Maui nonprofit organizations benefited from the 2019 Century Tournament of Champions. Tell us a little bit about the gathering. I saw this great picture of you and many of the recipients.
It's always a really cool week. I think a lot of people don't really know, or maybe sometimes it's a hard message to get through, that PGA Tour events operate as nonprofits. And that's across every event on tour. And so every event gives money back to charity, when they have the ability to do so. And so for us, that means for this year, more than $345,000 given to Maui charities locally here. That's money that stays on the island, which is awesome. And one great part of that is that we got to get all of our charitable beneficiaries together. And then Century Insurance, our title sponsor, flew out here for that as well, which is a level of commitment to community engagement and that sort of thing that that you don't always see from every sponsor. So to have a sponsor that far away fly out here and just so that they can be part and thank those charitable organizations for everything that they do, I think that's pretty cool.
Yes.
It says a lot about them.
It does say a lot about Century. And the way I describe it to people is the tickets that are sold, those tickets and the money generated from the sale of those tickets, all that money goes to charities. So if you buy a ticket to go see the tournament and the action on the golf course, that money's not supplying these guys with their mega checks. That comes from the sponsor, the title sponsor, right? And the money that you pay to go watch, that all stays right here in Hawaii, whether it's on Maui where the event is, or the Big Island at Hualalai, or here at Sony Open. So this is awesome that they came in. You had the Boy Scouts of America, the Friends of Children's Justice Center, Hale Makua Health Services, J. Walter Cameron Center, Kalima o Maui, Lahaina Luna High School Foundation. Do all of these charities get involved in making the tournament happen?
They're heavily involved in making the tournament happen. You know, as you're well aware, Danielle, there's a lot of things that go on at a golf tournament that require volunteer help. And that's from everything from making sure the parking lots have lines in them to making sure that trash is picked up from the golf course regularly and that kind of stuff. And so we work with those groups on charitable volunteers just to make sure that everything can operate. Because, as you know, we build a little small city for a week here, and they help us make that city functional.
Yeah, absolutely. There, it is a little city. It's got, and it does function quite. There are very few problems, at least.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, you do a really good job, Alex Urban. In January, there the company, Century Insurance, also gave, before this giveaway, what were their donations and for what were they?
Yeah, so Century has a really cool history of giving back in their hometown in central Wisconsin. And it is a really small town, and that's one of the reasons why they like this tournament, is because we have a tight-knit community here on Maui as well. And so they are always committed to education and investing in young people in the workforce. They gave $25,000 to the Maui United Way, which is an organization they work pretty closely with, but then also established a number of scholarships. And the scholarships are meant for students on Maui that are going to Hawaii-based universities. And the thought being that these are young people that are going to stay here and make the community a better place.
And so the scholarships will help them with their tuition, because a lot of times, even though the tuition is really good for Kama'aina, you know, it's high. It's a big chunk of money.
Sure.
And so it really helps a lot. There was also a donation made to the Friends of Pu'ukukui Watershed Preserve. What is that for?
Yeah, so we started working with Pomai, who heads up the Pu'ukukui Watershed Preserve. And really what that is there's all this land on West Maui up in the mountains. Actually, really, if you just go up into the mountains from the golf course on this side of the island and all the way up to the peaks of the mountains is where the watershed for Maui is. So it's where the water collects and we get our usable water supply. So it's obviously a very important piece of land. And this group of guys does an unbelievable job of maintaining that natural land so that it retains its watershed quality, so that we all have water that we can drink and water that we can use.
Yeah, you know, a lot of us don't realize that the water comes from the sky that we drink, and it has to filter through the land, and it takes 20 years on Oahu, at least, for it to go through its natural filtration system through the lava down to the aquifer, wherever that may be, and then we pump. And the aquifer, the lens, the clean water that we can drink sits as a lens above the heavier salt water, which is right below it. And in between, you don't ever want that balance to come in imbalance. And then, you know, we'd lose our drinking water. So that's why the watershed is so vital to every island. And kudos to the Friends of the Pu'ukukui Watershed Preserve. And thank you to Century insurance for helping make them even, you know, easier for their work to be done. How about Chris Berman? Tell us a little bit about Chris Berman.
Chris is a wonderful friend of the tournament. So as you may know, he has a place here on Maui, and a big-time golf fan. All the golf he's done over the years for ESPN at the Masters and before that at the U.S. Open. And Chris is just a wonderful guy, as you might imagine. And he helps the tournament out on some promotional things. So you might hear his voice on radio ads leading up to the event and things of that nature. And, you know, he does that just because he loves the event. And as a thank you, you know, we give a little small donation to his late wife's favorite charity. So she tragically passed away in a car accident a few years ago. Oh, and wow. Yeah, so we support her favorite charity on his behalf because he's such a great friend of the tournament.
That's great. You know, now that you say that, I was always curious. I know that voice. I know that.
Yeah, it is Chris Berman. Yeah,
it's Chris Berman. I know that voice. I just can't place it. Now we can place it. Thank you. And in support of introducing the game of golf to Hawaii's youth, of course, there's also the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. You also support Maui Junior Golf Line. Tell us about that. Spare for Change, everybody.
Yeah, all those junior golf programs are great. And as someone that went through junior golf programs himself, I'm a huge believer in those programs. And you know, they all do something a little bit different, and I think we're going to do some more stuff with Lahaina Junior Golf. We expanded some of the things we did with them, and they've got a great leadership group, and just the kids are awesome. That's the junior golfers are the ones that are carrying the standard bearers poles during the tournament, among other things, but that's something they really enjoy doing. But yeah, I think we're going to expand their role a little bit and work with them a little more closely. But yeah, all those guys. And then Spare for Change is a great organization from David Havens who helps get golf clubs free of charge to kids that want to take up the game.
So yes,
you talk about growing the game. That's right on the front lines.
Yes, David Havens is amazing because he's at the tournaments. And if you have, not you, Alex, if you have spare golf clubs, you know, they're just laying around and they're in the way and you're not using them anymore, and you're like loath to give them to somebody who probably won't appreciate them because they don't really play or they'll sit in somebody else's garage, get in touch with David Havens. He's over at Maui Nui, and he'll take those golf clubs and he'll fit them. He'll put a new grip, he'll cut them down, and he'll give them free with that new grip, no charge, to the little person or the big person. He doesn't discriminate. If you're a new golfer and you're tall and, you know, or if you're a little tiny one who can barely fit to somebody's knee, he makes you a golf club with all of these golf clubs that have been useless. It's really terrific. And he did that for my grandson at Sony. And my grandson's grown so much that his pitching wedge is not quite long enough any longer. So it's wonderful all the work that's done, all the work that's done with junior golf, all the kids that are participating. When you said they like being standard bearers, I thought that is one of the hardest things to do when you're putting together the tournament, is carrying the standard. It's like, I guess, attached to your waist, and you walk along, right? And you've got to hold up that. How much does that thing weigh?
It's definitely not light. I'd say the biggest problem we have, honestly, at this tournament is the wind. Yeah. And so sometimes if the wind blows pretty hard, that standard can act as kind of like a big sail. And so it's you get some kids getting blown around a little bit. But no, it's about as cool of a job as you can have if you're, you know, a kid at a golf tournament, because you get to walk right there next to the player throughout their entire round. And then our players are so great about making sure they sign a couple golf balls for the standard bearer at the end of the day. And
nice.
those are some pretty cool memories and pictures. And, you know, given the caliber of player that we have in this tournament, it's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it's winners only. Winners only. The way you qualify to be at the Century Tournament of Champions, if you have won. And looks like we'll have Brooks Koepka back. We're going to have Gary Woodland back, and we're hoping that and Rory McIlroy's coming back. I mean, all of these guys have qualified, So this is shaping up to be another fabulous Century Tournament of Champions. If somebody's inspired to volunteer to do something, is there an office they should get in touch with?
Yeah, so it's my office, and we'll open up our volunteer registration on August 1st, which is also the same day that we go on sale with tickets. And so your one-stop shop for everything Century Tournament of Champions is real easy. It's CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Easy. Alex Urban.
Easy.
Yes. Thank you. One final question, and we're just trying to get the insight. When do you think the plantation course will be open for play?
I think that the plans are to have an opening in November, but I'm not as close to that as the Troon Golf folks are that operate the course.
Got it. No,
it's my understanding that November is the date, but I know that can be plus or minus based on how the grass is growing out there.
Absolutely, and the grass is growing. Thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you to Century Tournament of Champions for keeping the money flowing here in Hawaii to the charities. Awesome, and for all you do, Alex, making it so seamless. Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha. Always great to be on, Danielle. Thanks.
We're going to come back, of course, with Matt Adams. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors and Gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
I was driving home yesterday evening, and I just happened to see Detail Boulevard, one of their loaner cars going by. I went, hey, there's my loaner car. You know, Detail Boulevard is so cool because if you want to get your car done, so what I can do at 3 o'clock, take the loaner car to work. Then after work is done, I drive back, and my car is ready to go. Let's say you don't work like that, but you do errands during the day. So you could bring your car in, grab the loaner car, go do your errands, come back, and your car's ready to go. So it's very cool. They're on Baritania, so you're driving down Baritania. You're just passing Ke'eamoku, and you've got to stay in the left lane because they're literally two driveways in, really quick, right on the corner. So right across from, I think it's HMSA near the Texaco. Anyway, it's on the left side after Ke'eamoku. It's Detail Boulevard. You can find them online as well at detailboulevard.com. And I was also looking at some of the news. Ping has signed Victor Hovland. Hovland is the former world number one amateur. And I say former because he turned professional right away. And I'm looking at the scores here at the Travelers Championship. And look at this. Victor Hovland has made the cut. And I think he's tied for 44th. Not bad. We're watching all kinds of action. There are some people, I'm not sure they're going to say their name right. So, you know, we always want to make sure that we get the most information we can from the source. And Matt Adams is such an amazing person, NBC Golf Channel host and reporter. He's on Morning Drive. He's on Golf Central. He's equipment right in the midst of, he can describe everything. He's host of Fairways of Life. Now, this is free. Okay, you can get your app, whether it's over at the Android store or the iTunes store, you get your app, then you can listen streaming live or podcast, kind of like my show. And he's a New York Times bestselling author, and it's Matt Adams who's joining us from the Travelers Championship. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt.
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Good. How's the action at Travelers?
Well, it's actually windier than people might imagine. I'm not sure how much that comes across on the television out there in Hawaii and around the world, but it's the winds are kicking up, and some of the early scoring, like we're seeing from Kevin Tway, you know, 6-under through 16 is really super good because, yeah, I know the golf course is still wet from all the rain that we got earlier in the week, but this wind is going to want to take your ball wayward, and so that's just a spectacular round so far.
Now, there's a man at the top of the leaderboard, and I want to say Zach Sucher?
Yes, it's Sucher, yes. That's Sucher. Various pronunciations that you're hearing right now, yeah, Sucher.
Okay, well, I imagine we would hear, because at this point he's been mostly on what is now the Korn Ferry Tour.
that's true.
Right? I mean, in case, folks, if you didn't know, the web.com tour has become rather rapidly the Korn Ferry Tour. It's not even online yet. I went online looking for the Korn Ferry Tour on PGA.com, you know, and it's like, never mind.
Yeah, he's an interesting story. What really happened is the last time he played on the PGA Tour was at this event, the Travelers Championship in 2017. He left after that because he had ruptured tendons in his ankle. He had some very significant injuries in his left ankle and in his left knee. He had surgery on his left leg, was out for 13 months. So he has played very well on the Korn Ferry Tour, to try to get used to it myself. I actually had a 60 out there, but the 64 that he shot on Thursday at the Travelers was his career low round on the PGA Tour. He backed it up yesterday with a 65. He's just getting ready to get underway now. So an amazing story. He actually was in, get this, a Backstreet Boys cover band.
Huh?
Not kidding.
Was that while he was recuperating from surgery or prior to getting into golf? You know, it's we got to do what we got to do. You are, I mean, I was just talking about all the things you do, Matt, and before you started working this morning on television, when did you work your show? And, you know, you had George Savarikas and Rich Lerner on. Tell us what your day's like.
I have to tell you the story with Rich Lerner. I haven't even told him what actually happened. Because of the space that we're in right now, like yourself, we can go as long as we want to. And I love the freedom, and I love the fact that it's available for free around the world. So I had done Morning Drive, and I figured, well, we'll do like an hour of the radio side. And Rich settled in, and I said, Rich, you're a busy guy. I'm sure you had a lot going on. And that was my cue. I was actually trying to wrap things up. He goes, no, I don't have to host the show until like 2 hours now. He said, I got plenty of time. He said, I got a lot of stories to tell. So off we went. So if you look at that particular show, I think, is almost 3 hours on the podcast because Rich had some good stories to tell.
Yeah, you know, well, does he really write, you know, some of the things that he writes? Does he write all that?
He writes them all. He had a very interesting quote about that I've been thinking about a lot. He said that when he sits down to write, the first thing he wants to know is, how does he feel? Then he wants to know, what do I think? Then he wants to know, what do I know? And so he goes through that process of feel, think, know with everything that he writes. And that's the basis, the foundation of his writing. But all of that comes from him.
Wow.
And he does it just because he wants to.
Wow. Some of it is just so grabbing. I mean, it's insightful. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of it just sums everything up in such a good way. I mean, you are awesome. Fairways of Life, Chicken Soup for the Woman Golfer's Soul, Chicken Soup for the NASCAR Soul. You started with Chicken Soup for the Soul. Where did that come from?
I was actually, at that time, I was working at Northwestern Golf in Chicago, and I was at a trade show, actually a private equipment trade show, and I was sharing a booth because we were training people on equipment, and I was sharing a booth with a guy that sold golf bags. And he came up and he said, "Are you doing the copywriting for Northwestern?" I said, "Yeah, you know, I did it because I needed somebody to do it." And he said, "You're a really good writer." I went, "Really?" And he said, "My wife is the president of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and we're looking for a ghostwriter for a book called Chicken Soup for the Golfer's Soul." I was like, "Okay." He said, "I think they paid me $100 a story or something. It was a king's ransom at the time." And I said, "All right," and wrote most of the book for him as a ghostwriter. The book went to number one in the New York Times bestsellers, and they came back and said, "You know, you really can't do this." I didn't know it. I'm still not 100% sure, but if they like what I was writing, we'll keep on keeping. I actually have a 12th book coming out in October this year, so something's going right.
Yeah, something's going right. Are you going to tease us and let us know what the title is or what it's about?
Well, this particular book is called The Round I'll Never Forget, and what it's based on is conversations with, there's 50 stories in it, conversations with golfers about that one round that they describe in their words. And so it's basically transcribed from interviews, and then I fill in the background or that's appropriate for the particular story. And the oldest one in it goes back to Gene Sarazen and talking about the shot heard round the world in the second hosting of the Augusta National Invitational to become the Masters some years after that. And I bumped into him when I was very young in the 1990s and remember him telling this story. So just it's one of those types of books, and it's a big format, so it has big pictures in it, beautiful, you know, support historic photos to support the stories themselves. So it's unique. I'm very proud of what we put together and how it's all come together, but I'll be curious how it gets received.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, before during launch, when you do that, you know, you have to go to everybody and launch the book. You need to be on the show again so we can talk about the title.
I'd be honored to. I love being out with you.
Oh, thank you. And I enjoy you because I can throw anything at Matt Adams and he'll just come back and go and talk about things that I didn't even expect to come out. You know, it's wonderful. So I was just reading before I actually introduced you that, you know, Ping signed Victor Hovland, who is, he made the cut. Were you surprised?
No, I wasn't surprised. I sat in his press conference the other day when they had, you know, since 2009, only four players that have made their debut as professionals, making the transition from amateur to professional at the Travelers, which happens regularly, only four players have been around for the weekend. Since 2009, this week, three of the four made it to the weekend, which speaks to the progression of players coming out of the college ranks and capability to compete on the PGA Tour, which is obviously very impressive. And Victor really impressed me for a number of different reasons. The first and foremost was because of his joy. He smiles, and he has, if you think about the players that over the years that we all gravitate to and we all love, whether it's reality or our image, but, you know, Arnold Palmer and Lee Trevino, the players that just seem like they're out there having a ball, he's like that. He's very joyful and very excited, and it's fun because of that youthful enthusiasm. So he goes out in the opening round and he shoots a 3 under par 67. he runs into this wind that I was telling you about yesterday, which even had more intent, and it got wobbly there for a while. He birdies two of his last six holes, makes the cut on the mark, and he's playing well right now. So it's a great story, and it's someone that I think, whether it's for if he takes membership in the European Tour, whether he'll be playing for the European Ryder Cup team, or whether it's watching him play in PGA Tour and or European Tour events, I think it's someone that we're all going to be able to be a fan of very, very easily.
What do you think of his swing?
I think his swing is great. I mean, Matthew Wolff, the other young man that turned professional, has a very distinctive swing, mostly because of the first trigger move that he has to it. But I think that Victor has a very powerful swing. He's actually a big kid. He's a very muscular kid, very strong. So he has everything that he needs to compete out of the PGA Tour, obviously, given the fact that, you know, he finished in a tie for 11th at the U.S. Open and was a low amateur at the Masters as well. This Victor Hovland's not going away.
No. And what's interesting when you say he's a big kid, see, we don't see that on television.
I know, and I was surprised by it because at his press conference he had, I think his clothing line is Jay Lindberg, and they tend to have the short sleeves that come up just above the bicep.
Oh, dear.
And the shorts are just a tiny bit shorter.
Yes.
So, I mean, when he was, you know, he was, because they can wear shorts in practice rounds now. So he's dressed like that. He's doing the interviews, and it's really clear that this kid pumps some iron that he works out. He's a strong kid.
That's great. That's a great picture. Thank you so much. Obviously, Matt Adams does radio because, you know, you're painting pictures. All right. So I got to talk to you about Jason Day and Stevie Williams. Okay.
Yeah.
Jason shoots a 70 on the first day, comes back and shoots a 63 after, from what I understand, Stevie kind of took him and said, we're going to go practice. Tell us about Stevie and Jason.
That's true, but it's still half the story, because he goes out that opening day and shoots a level par 70. They go back to the practice grounds and spend a lot of time on the driving range. He goes out yesterday and shoots 6 under. They go back to the practice grounds afterwards and spend a lot of time on the driving range. So clearly it's not incidental. It's a pattern now, and that's what they're going for. Jason Day said specifically to it afterwards, because we asked him, what is up with that? And he said that what Stevie's trying to do and what they're both trying to embrace is a little bit more discipline. And if there's anything that I've noticed, I think, with Jason over the last couple of years, really, is a sense at times, and maybe I'm wrong, but it's just an instinct, that he doesn't really strike me as always wanting to be out there. Not that he doesn't love the game and all that, but just all the grind and the time away and everything that goes into it. There's times when I look at him and I think to myself, I wonder how badly he really burns for this, that there's just a fire within him to be the best of the best. Well, we all think Stevie Williams, he's probably one of the most type A caddies ever and maybe the most successful caddy in the history of the game. So I think it's smart that Jason Day has tried to find someone perhaps to balance the copacetic side of him, to say, you know what, maybe you played okay, and a 70 in the opening round of the Travelers is not okay, it's less than okay, but 600 par yesterday was above the average in terms of very, very good, and both ways Stevie's going, okay, still not good enough, let's go.
That's cool.
So, I think it's good.
I heard something along the lines of Stevie approached Jason. Was Jason looking and Stevie offered himself?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about that is, again, I think it comes back to maybe it's a maturity thing where he's starting to realize what his weaknesses are. You know, I always think that people spend so much time trying to identify their strengths that they don't spend enough time trying to identify their weaknesses and then augment them with people that can help them. And that's what I think he's doing here. I think he's getting a guy that's fiery. I haven't heard him comment on this, but I don't have a sense that this is going to be a real long-term situation. And I think that's why there's a little bit of a picture of intensity here, because I have a feeling it's about getting the train back on the right track and going in the right direction again. And then I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they're back home altogether in time to send him on his merry way. But either way, right now they are together, and right now they're working really hard.
Yeah, I understand about the fire. You know, you've got kids, you got a lot of money, got a wonderful wife, you've got great lifestyle.
You're a major champion.
You're a major champion. Why am I going to work hard here? You know, but either you're going to do it and go for it, or then one day say, gee, you know, I've lost something. When the kids grow up and you're all by yourself and you're going, I guess I should have maybe done something a little bit differently. It's easy to get comfortable, and you got to have that fire to keep you going. Didn't Jack Nicklaus say, we'll see how Tiger Woods does when he's a dad?
Yeah, he went on to say, we'll see how he's doing when he has to leave home for a tournament when his kid's got a fever. The thing with Jason Day, too, though, that a lot of people do not know is he is riddled with injuries.
Oh.
If you ever hear him go through his list of ailments, it's primarily back, but it's everything else, elbows, shoulders, wrists. He's easily injured, probably more so than anybody else on tour. Now, that has a lot to do with his swing and how hard he goes at every single time. So I think, in fairness to him, that's part of it as well. It's hard to get yourself up to play and to compete when your body hurts. And so that's, you know, part of the gumbo.
Can I ask you, I have a bone to pick with the new lingo that's being used by golfers when they're standing in front of the media and they do the we thing. You know, we're going to do this rather than, and yesterday Jason said something about working with Stevie, or it was the day before, and it was almost like we are, it just felt awkward that it's not, he needs to take ownership. This is me swinging the golf club. I'm the one that's doing this. I'm going to go and I'm going to put myself into it. It's not the we thing.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you on that, and I understand your perspective on it. I guess it hasn't really impacted me so much. I've got a funny thing about the way that people speak, even with different names. I always try to say someone's name the way they say it. I've always said that if someone's name is B.O.B., and we would all say, well, that must be Bob, and they pronounced it Bob, to me, they would be Bob.
Sure.
And in this case, if it gives them some sense of mental stability, some sense of sharing the load and the responsibility by saying we when they're stepping up to a 7-iron from 176 yards, that it makes them feel better to say we're going to hit a 7-iron here when really the burden is solely theirs. I mean, Jordan Spieth was the first one who was we all the time. You could cut that as a promo. It sounds like a pig. he would be the first that started to do that. And the reality is, if you look at Jordan right now with his fidgety is on the golf course and as searching as Jordan is on the golf course, there's no we. It's him. He's trying to find it. But like I said, the fact that I think it's all part of this really modern sports psychology more than anything else by trying to move around some of the responsibility, the burden that lies therein.
Okay, yep. And of course, it's big. Bryson DeChambeau. Where is Bryson?
Good round today, 6-under par for Bryson. I was looking, he's done, finished an 8-under par. I was looking at it thinking to myself, geez, if he could have come any semblance of that, of course, of four rounds, he would have blown away the tournament. So I think there's a lot, believe it or not, I don't know if I've ever said this before, but there's a lot of Jordan Spieth and Bryson DeChambeau that are very similar. They're both heavy thinkers. At the risk of when things are not going well, that someone could criticize and say maybe they overthink and they play swing more than they play golf. But when it's working for them, then you can look at it the other way and go, boy, nobody thinks things through more thoroughly than these guys and profit from the same. So I think my sense is with Bryson, again, Bryson, just like our earlier conversation with Victor, he's a lot bigger kid than people think he is. He is the shoulders of a linebacker. And if you ever see his equipment and how upright it is and how massive the grips are and how the shafts that he uses are like telephone poles, it's very much like a Paul Bunyan type of set of golf clubs. And when people say, well, I wonder if I could play single length, you can if you get your single length fit to you, because if you try to fit them to Bryson DeChambeau, you'll never be able to play them. Mm-hmm. So what he's doing is different than what everybody else is doing, and just by virtue of the success that he's already had, I don't think there's any grounds to criticize what he's doing. I just have my further sense is that it's going to be a little bit about peaks and valleys.
Yeah, and that's where I wasn't sure if he was in a peak or a. Of course, I have to ask you as we wrap this up, because I actually do have to end the show at the bottom of the hour. Michelle Wee, what were your thoughts when you saw Michelle Wee after the first round, then after the second round?
You know, I think a lot of people were ready to pull the ripcord on her and say that she's, you know, she's lost and this and that. I look at it and go, when you have a passion, when you have a commitment, if you talk to people, I don't care what the field is, golf or anything else, people who are recovering from sickness or injury, it's very, very hard. And it's not unusual that people, when they're dealing with serious injury, like a broken leg or something, where they get depressed. So reach out to them, give them the support. So the fact that she got emotional afterwards, everyone's seeing that as, is this a sign of just how far she is off from center? I look at, say, it's a sign of just how much passion she has for what she's doing, how much she wants to be back. Again, I wish her the very best. I think she's a wonderful person, and I really do hope that she has the ability to take the time that she needs to get well.
Yeah. Absolutely. That is where I'm at. It's all about time and what she wants to do. Obviously, she loves the game. Obviously, she loves being with her family, her LPGA family. She's grown up in the world of golf, and she doesn't want to lose it. And, you know, I'm hoping, some say that, you know, that type of surgery you may not come back from. It could be. But I'm hoping it's not, because she loves it so much. And I think that no matter what happens, she'll find a way to be a part of the game in some fashion. And she'd be amazing no matter, I think, what she did for the game of golf.
Yeah, I agree. I hope so, too.
Yeah. So thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for being with me on the last minute. You're an amazing person, and I watch you and go, wow, he knows everything. So you were in the equipment side of the business before you were an author, and you're just what is your favorite part of golf equipment?
What amazes me about the golf equipment, to be honest, is the way that the engineers, these are scientists, continue to come up with new technology and the way they make it so beautiful. It's to me this equipment is really artwork, especially like a forged blade or beautiful titanium driver that look like race cars. So that's the thing about the equipment manufacturing side that still fires me up, is every time I look at a new piece of equipment, I feel like I'm in a museum looking at a piece of art.
And it comes across when you're talking about it on television. I love it. Thank you, Matt Adams. Fairways
Always
of
a
life.
Pleasure, Daniel.
My
you.
Pleasure. NBC Golf Channel host and reporter, Morning Drive, of course, and Golf Central. Fairways of Life. You can get it Android or iTunes. Just get the app. It's live stream, and as he said, it's free form, too. We got to get the show with Rich Lerner. That'll be a lot of fun. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Rainer Doors. Provide that lasting security and safety that you want for your home, the beauty that you want for your home. Your business, of course, you want to be secure. Rainer Doors. You can increase the value of your home simply by putting a Rainer door there. It's a major return on your investment. So call Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect, yes, the Lamborghini showroom. And if they trust the Rainer Doors security-wise, you can too for your home or your business. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom in two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. And they have the largest selection of power equipment in stock in the islands. There's two locations, that's Sand Island and Waipahu. Oahu Extraction. Now, these people are wonderful. They are so dedicated, and they take care of you at the worst possible time in your life. Your home has been flooded. Water, or as we always say, or worse, the sewer pipes have broken. And that happens, you know, in a house. The toilet's gone crazy. And afterwards, if it's flooded your house, more than likely there's a bunch of garbage left over in your house. Call Oahu Extraction. They will be there in 90 minutes. That's fast. Putting the crew together to be to you in 90 minutes. Call Oahu Extraction. On Oahu, the number 330-6212. And Futura Stone, your, of course, master craftsman room, your home project into artwork. They are, yes, Futura Stone, only the best. And I've got to tell you, there was a time when I walked into this most beautiful, I thought that it was marble. He said, no, that's concrete. I said, you're kidding. How did you do that? Well, that's Futura Stone. Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, whether you got to repair those pipes that broke, you're a new build, that's always more complicated, got so much to do, you're a renovation, you got to get those old pipes out, or you just want to redo the plumbing in your high rise. You know, it's 40 years old, it's 45 years old, 50. You haven't redone your pipes, the stack? Do it now. You would be surprised what's happening with your plumbing. You don't want it to cause a big problem in the building. Call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. If you can always catch our show at radiogolfclub.com. We have our archive in the library, so all you have to do is go to the podcast section and you can find year after year after year. Yes, they're all there, or week after week after week. You can then, on MP3, find the spot that you want to listen to. That's radiogolfclub.com. Want to thank all the people who make this show possible, including thank you to Nani for running the board for me so beautifully, and to Rick for taking care of all of our sponsors and making sure that this show flows. And thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.